Mark chapter 5. And they came over, so that would be Jesus and his disciples. They came over to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he came out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. I think that would be kind of scary. Who had his dwelling among the tombs. And no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been plucked apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. No man could tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. Now, as we know, in the first century, at least for a few years, evil spirits, which I think are the spirits of evil dead men that are in torments, were allowed to possess a person's body. The purpose being so that Jesus or the apostles or someone else with the miraculous ability to could come and cast out those spirits, send them back to torments. And of course, that's a supernatural act and would be able to prove what the person that did the casting out was saying was from God. I think this would be, we don't know a whole lot about these demon possessions, and I'm certainly glad they don't happen today, because I think that would be pretty scary. We know it wasn't always a bad person that was being possessed, because we read about, a little boy that had an evil spirit in him. Seems like there was a little girl that did. We just don't know a whole lot about it, but it was allowed for a few years. But when he saw Jesus far off, he ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High? I solemnly charge you by God that you do not torment me." For he said to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." So this man with the unclean spirit, and we'll see here in the next verse, he actually had many evil spirits in him. Now, of course, this is supernatural. Jesus was ready to just cast him out, but the at least one of the evil spirits, maybe the spokesperson, said, "Please don't torment us. Don't send us back to torments." And he asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Now, a legion, at least in the Roman times, I think meant 1,000. So I don't know if this poor person had 1,000 evil spirits in them. Or we'll see in a little bit that they're cast into 2,000 pigs. Were there 2,000 in him? I don't know. Like I said, this is so far beyond my comprehension as far as how, multiple evil spirits can indwell inside one person. Okay, so, and he begged him much that he would not send them away out of the country. And I think this out of the country means back to torments or back to the abyss. Now, there's a great herd of swine feeding near the mountains. And all the demons begged him, saying, "Send us into the swine that we may enter into them." So torments is so bad that these evil spirits were willing to do anything. Just don't send us back to torments. Don't send us back to torments. There's some pigs over there. Send us into those pigs. That would be better than going back to torments. And immediately Jesus gave them leave. Of course, this doesn't work out well for the spirits. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. They were around 2,000. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea and were choked in the sea. So the evil spirits ended up going back to torments anyway, because pigs are not used to having spirits in them. And it literally drove them crazy. And they went and jumped off a cliff and drowned in the water. And those who fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that had happened. And they came to Jesus and saw him who was possessed with the demon and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. I would have been more afraid of the man when he was possessed with all of the evil spirits. I don't know why they were afraid to see that this man was completely normal now. And those who saw it told them how it happened to him who was possessed with the demon, and also concerning the swine. And they began to ask him to depart out of their region. I always think this is sad because these people... Now, I don't know if these were Jews. I don't know anything about the Gadarenes. If they were Jews, though, they had no business even having these pigs, because under the law of Moses, which they would have lived under, pigs were considered unclean. And here they had the very Son of God standing in front of them, not only performing a supernatural act in front of them, but also ready to teach them about the gospel of Christ and the coming of the church and how to get to heaven. They could have learned so much from him. And what do? They told him to go away. I can't imagine if Jesus is standing right in front of me and I tell him, go away. And when he came into the ship, he who had been possessed with the demon asked him that he might be with him. So the man wanted to go with Jesus. However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you. And he departed, began to proclaim in Decapolis what great things Jesus had done for him. And all men marveled. And when Jesus had crossed over again by ship to the other side, back and forth across the Sea of Galilee, many people gathered to him, and he was near to the sea. And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, came. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and begged him greatly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. I ask you, come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and many people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was no better but rather grew worse, when she heard of Jesus, came in the crowd behind him and touched his garment. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be healed. And immediately the flow of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, immediately turned himself around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? Which, you know, of course, his disciples are going to be like, what do you mean, who touched you, Jesus? There's like people all around you pushing up against you. And his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and yet you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had been done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your plague. So Jesus is continuing his mission. He is going around and he is teaching, he's preaching, and he's healing. Again, remember the miracles are to confirm what he is saying is from God. To confirm the word. While he was still speaking, some people came from the ruler of the synagogue's house who said, your daughter is dead. Why do you trouble the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not be afraid, only believe. He didn't say believe only. And plus, he's not telling them how to become a Christian. And he allowed no man to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. And he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and saw the tumult and those who wept and wailed greatly. And when he came in, he said to them, why do you make this trouble and weep? The child is not dead, but is asleep. Now, I'm not entirely sure why he said this, because clearly the girl was dead. Maybe this is Jesus saying, well, she's not really dead, because I'm going to bring her back. And I'm going to wake her up. and her spirit is going to come back into her body. Because we know from James that that is the definition of death, is the separation of body and spirit. And they laughed him to scorn, but when he had put them all out, he took the father and the mother of the child and those who were with him, and entered in where the child was laying. And he took the child by the hand and said to her, Talitha cumi, I don't know how to say that, which being interpreted is, little girl, I say to you, arise. And immediately the child arose and walked, for she was 12 years of age. And they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them strictly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. So again, this is Jesus continuing his mission, his 3.5 year mission, to go and teach and preach about his law, the coming of the church, and to prove that he was the Son of God, and to prove that what he was saying was from God. He was performing supernatural acts. Now, that was, of course, the main reason for him to perform miracles, was to confirm his word. But also, Jesus had a lot of compassion for people. And that is Mark chapter 5.